What did you do to Steve Areno's bedroom?
Me? I haven't been off this couch in 2 weeks. It's my bedroom, my bathroom, and my lover.
Well, where's Steve Areno?
Took off this morning, left a note.
Father, I can no longer tolerate your oppressive treatment. I'm leaving and never coming back. All the best, Steve Areno. P.S. I will be dropping the Areno from my name as I am not a character from Welcome Back, Cotter.
Ha! You drove him off, just like you drove Haley off. I'm the better parent.
Oh, my God. It's true. I failed as a father.
You can still be a good dad. If you get me some more nachos, fat ass. And don't skimp on the chili peppers. I want my farts to hurt.
Weak.
No Motorhead today, Will.
Oh, why not?
What?
Well, I love Don Geronimo. I've been listening to that podcast nonstop. Formerly of Don and Mike, the Radio Gods. And he takes a little time to actually get to his intro song.
All right.
He actually talks a little, and I like it. There's a little banter laid down with the co-hosts.
I don't know. This is like the.
Well, then it's
the
no longer an intro. Like
a, yeah, you have the TV show, and they have a little bit of the TV show to make sure you tune in right at the top of the hour. And then it's like 15 minutes of effing commercials, and then they finally come back to the TV show and play the little theme song at the beginning. It's like F that, dude. Just show me the show.
It's like a teaser. It's a teaser.
I don't like to be teased. I like to get down to business.
Don't some shows have like a little bit of the show before the opening credits?
Yeah.
Like some, yeah.
Not to sound too cool, but I've been watching a lot of Battlestar Galactica on my Netflix recently, and they definitely do that.
Oh my God. Is that they used to come on like Fox on like Saturday afternoons, right?
No, that was
Stargate.
Space Above and Beyond and Stargate. Yeah. Fox had a lot of bad sci-fi that I wouldn't F with yours, but
yeah, that just like made me want to hang myself. I don't know.
Well, especially it would come like after football. Like, who thought the jocks are gonna want to watch this crap afterward? I don't know. I hate a lot of sci-fi, but the really good stuff I enjoy. So yeah, Battlestar's good.
Isn't it based on a board game?
No,
a video game. Or
it's
what is
based
it?
On a far worse, older show.
Yeah. Oh man, didn't that have, like roller skates for the Cylons and like a talking teddy bear?
Oh, it was goddamn horrible.
That's awesome. I love that crap.
But yeah, I just wanted to see if we, you know, how we felt about this. Doesn't seem to be a hit, does it?
No,
because it goes from like something funny to just silence.
To us.
Yeah.
To us. Okay.
What a downer.
All right.
I think you need to talk over the bed of music.
Okay.
As they call it. Industry. Well, no, it's just too late.
Oh, it's staying. I already hit the button.
Loop it through the entire show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it ain't going anywhere. We got Ace of Spades.
That would be awesome just to have constantly under the talk all the time.
Oh, it'd get old.
Looping.
It'd get old.
I know.
Well,
that's
it is Rocktober.
Awesome.
Rocktoberfest,
oh,
yeah.
Man.
No. You cannot let a bed run too long. In fact, I was doing a Kevin Rock yesterday, and they had some bit about the difference between black people and white people.
Oh, black and white.
Black and white. And Michael Jackson's, you know, black or white, was playing as a bed. And it was like a 9.5 minute bed that then restarted. And you could only hear that riff so many goddamn times.
Well, this is what they do with like the morning news, and they'll be talking about the stories, and they have their constant, like, quasi boop 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 doo 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 boop 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 doo doo doo, and it repeats like every half
second. News. Yeah,
and it'll go on for 10 minutes, and I'm just like, oh, the sound.
No, Ace of Spades 245. It keeps us from getting too big with the bed.
Yeah, we could just run an entire album underneath, though.
Just play the entire Ace of Spades album.
Just roll
no.
it right under.
This
no,
is like
what?
The only good song they've ever done.
Orgasmatron.
Oh, yeah. Okay, two good songs.
All right. Folks, you're listening to Papa's Basement. God bless you for it. New show today, Saturday, October 16th. 16th.
Oh, something.
In the year of our Lord, 2010. Hell yeah.
Wait, ACDC up in
way here. To keep this one evergreen. I hope they replay this one over and over when I'm sick. Just like that time Krusty came out and said the Falklands were being invaded.
What?
Oh, you don't remember that episode?
Vaguely.
All right.
It sounds familiar.
All right. With me today, Will Papagiorgio.
Yo.
No relation, just a stage name. And Kate Rodriguez.
No. You can't even get my effing name right.
Dude. Rodriguez.
I've been missing for 2 weeks.
What?
And you don't even know who the hell I am.
Why? It's Kate and it's Rodriguez, right?
No.
No, that's her divorced name.
That's my maiden name.
What are you now?
She kept it.
It's just Kate.
Just Kate?
It's something Jewish. Myers. Or Myers.
Oh, yeah.
This man knows me better than you.
Yeah.
That's sad.
This is how he closes
I'm
all the deals.
Exactly.
Me and my Rain Man memory.
Yeah. He's like, sorry you're so blue today. Isn't it 7 years ago today that your father passed? Cry on my shoulder. And then he's in there.
He's good, man.
And
he's
yet
really
I didn't
good.
Know how to do laundry until I was like 19 years old.
You didn't take a lap dance? This man is good.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can learn from him.
God, all right. He's like brushing his finger right under his nose as we speak.
It's my lover. The one excellent line there that didn't translate to radio.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You had to listen very closely to get the sniff.
Oh, yeah, the sniff was very muted. Oh, son of a bitch, we already got a caller. Right. Son of a...
I don't like people playing on my phone.
Caller, what's up? Oh, I love that distortion sound. Caller. 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 Caller.
Hey,
hello. Who is this?
Rick Snee.
Rick Snee, holy crap, this is your real voice. This is one of the better Twitter followers, very witty guy. He works an office job that he hates, like so many of my Twitter followers.
Like Peter Gibbons?
Yes. What's up, man?
I can't talk about my job, though, because some of them actually read me now, so.
That's horrible, dude.
I know.
Were you calling about the gross story contest, or...
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do this one right now, and then we'll get on with the flow of the show. This might actually be an hour or two thing, so Will be gone having sex with people, because that's what Will does.
Not for work.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. But
his job might be having sex with people, for all we know.
I wouldn't know, yeah.
But
no. Okay.
He just disappears, and he's like a guitar tutor, but he's just gone all hours of the night, comes home stinking at tuna. But, a little later on, we were going to do something I saw in Jezebel, kind of the 10 grossest stories ever posted. And I wanted you guys to contribute with your own gross stories. But there was, like, a girl who ate too many pumpkin seeds and, like, couldn't take a dump for 4 days and ended up, like, having to reach in and pull out the pumpkin seeds from her ass.
That's wrong.
Oh, she didn't yank it by the vine out?
I was going to say, that's what I thought. She was going to be, like, pulling out the actual plants.
What is it, Cinderella? No. But I tweeted everyone and told them to call in with their grody stories. And Rick is, typically I'd tell someone to piss off because it's too early, but Rick's a really witty guy. So not that I've built this up and put any pressure on you, buddy, but hey.
So go ahead?
Yes, go for it.
All right. I used to trim my nose hairs with this pair of sharp clippers.
Nice.
Oh. One time I got startled by the girl I was living with, and I nicked the inside of my nose.
Uh-huh.
And it just doesn't stop bleeding.
It bleeds forever. I finally got it to stop, but like a week later, I was scratching the side of my nose, and well, not lie.
Oh,
I was picking it.
You picked the scab.
Oh, you thought the scab was boogie?
Yeah.
You uncorked the bottle.
Doing that. Like, sometimes, I would get, just touch the outside of my nose every couple of days. It would just start gushing again.
Oh.
I became, like, that nosebleed guy at work. I had to excuse myself every, like, hour.
Like the guy on Seinfeld who was trying to pick up Elaine, and he constantly had tissues jammed up his nose, and they looked like bloody tampons, and he's pulling them out.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I eventually had to go to a doctor to have him take a look at it. I had even, at that point, forgotten that it was that I had cut myself with the clippers. It had been that
You had forgotten life before the blood. You were simply this creature now.
Yeah, at that point, it was just, I thought I had all these mystery nosebleeds. I started thinking I had cancer or something.
I'm sorry, continue.
So I go to the doctor, they say, yeah, there's a cut in there, and it's just not healing because it's moist. And, fortunately, they didn't point out, it looks like someone's been poking around in there.
I like how they said someone. That's like how you talk to a toddler. Somebody's been fishing around.
The doctor said I wouldn't get so many nosebleeds if I just kept my finger out of there.
Wasn't bad.
I know, it was pretty close to the pitch.
So they tried to seal it with silver nitrate.
Okay.
Jesus.
Yeah. they had to try to burn it shut, and they thought, okay, we're...
Not to gay up the show, but isn't that what they froze Han Solo in?
No, that was carbonite.
That was carbonite.
Okay, let's go!
Ridiculous soldering iron.
All right. I've been out nerded. Continue.
Hell yeah.
And the doctor thought it worked, and then just a couple minutes later, getting ready to get out of the chair, starts up again, starts bleeding again all over her shit and everything.
Uh-huh. You mean her stuff?
Her
continue.
Shirt. He just forgot the R.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. That's a weird way of pronouncing the word shirt. But continue. We're a fan of all dialects on Papa's Basement.
So the only way she could stop it up was to use this this stent. Mm-hmm. It's like this piece of hard foam that when it gets into the body and gets
you put
moist,
a tampon up your nose. Yeah. That's what you did.
Yeah. Basically, yeah. It expands, but. They had to shove it up there. It was like, that Quaid trying to remove the...
My standard Arnold scream.
And, it expands into the nostril. That nostril is like, it's like being a stroke victim, and you can't feel that side of your nose anymore. You can't use it anymore.
The F. Murray Abraham nose.
And so I asked, how long does it have to stay in there? She said, a week.
Wow.
Nice.
And it had this black thread hanging out of it.
Okay, nice. So it really was a tampon.
Yeah.
But it was black thread, and the only way to keep it out, out of the way, like when I was eating or talking to people, they
tape it.
Tape it to the side of my face.
Wow. No wonder you listen to this show. It's all so clear now.
Next time, just get some of that insulation spray that expands and shoot that in your nostril.
Oh, my God. That is horrible, man.
Yeah. And finally, they were warning me, if you have to sneeze, sneeze out of your mouth.
How do you do that? That's a cough.
Out.
No, just have your mouth open. And then you... like Hawk phlegm and
all
that
serious?
Ass everywhere. It's great. You've never sneezed with your mouth open?
It takes a lot of concentration.
I kind of have, but I thought it was like a dual barrel thing. Like it was coming out the mouth and the nose. I didn't know I could choose one.
No, I think if your mouth's open, it'll come out of your mouth.
Really?
I don't know, maybe only 10% of the population can do it, like twisting their tongue. So.
Yeah.
No, like, there's plenty of times because, if I'm stuffed up, I'm already sick, and so I'll be sneezing or whatever if I have allergies.
Oh, I'll practically cover my mouth so it looks like I'm Peter Northing out of my nose when I sneeze.
I do that, but, if I'm in the car, there's been plenty of times I sneeze out my mouth, and, I'll just look at the steering wheel, and there's this huge glob of snot.
All right. That's Will's entry in the contest.
Oh, God, no.
That I cough up when I have sinus infections?
I already know what my entry is, and I don't even know
what
we're doing.
Okay, we're just doing the contest after this. Okay, screw it. All right, Rick, finish up, man.
I've got everyone trumped.
Right. So it's day six. I'm in the middle of the night. I have this sneezing fit, and all of a sudden I sneeze really hard, making sure my mouth's wide open and everything,
uh-huh.
And I just feel this weight pull on my face. And then a swinging, and there it is, this nasty, bloody, snotty, weighted used tampon swinging from my face.
Oh, you pulled it through like a circus geek.
Just hanging off, by the tape and that black thread.
Looking
at it. I'm supposed to go to the doctor tomorrow to have it, to get it removed. I'm looking at it thinking, is there any way I could get it back in?
Oh, man. Rick, you delivered, man. Thank you.
But the final thing, though, is that the next day when I got them removed, finally could breathe, clean bill of health. As I'm walking out, I hold the elevator for this guy,
mm-hmm.
and he's got one in each nostril.
Aww.
Oh. Does your doctor just like to F with people?
My eye hurts, Doc. I've got the cure.
I think ear, nose, and throat doctors get bored because, they don't get to look at hemorrhoids or anything.
Oh, so it's like some, running contest with him. Like, I got a tampon in his ears and his nose.
Yeah, I've never seen anyone with that ever.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Jesus Christ.
Right, that's my story.
Oh, Rick. All right, man. That's a strong entry, buddy.
Thanks, man.
You.
That's nice.
That reminds me of my friend Mark, who had to go to the doctor for something similar, he, for the longest time, kept picking at these boogers in his nose that would not go away. And they would just scab up, but they stayed there. And he kept digging and digging, and he finally ripped them out and wouldn't stop bleeding. And it turned out he'd been digging at his nasal membrane.
Yeah, oh. I was going to say, there are things in your nose.
Which he had ripped out with his fingernail.
Oh, oh God.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. What is wrong with people?
All right, well, all right. Screw it. Rick got us off and running. I've booted up to the article. I'm going to pick my three strongest candidates from there. Then we're going to, or do you want to do a round robin with just us guys? Because I want to read the stuff up here.
I mean, I think it'd be funny if it's stuff that's actually happened to you.
All right, let me go with the two strongest first.
I'm just going to read this In Touch magazine that for some reason is
I brought
in
an In Touch for later.
Okay.
There's a purpose.
Okay.
It wasn't just because I wanted you guys to laugh at me about Battlestar and In Touch and...
Star
Later,
Wars.
I'll talk about the time my ass
Silver
wouldn't
Knight.
Stop
How
bleeding.
How could you not know Carbonite, dude?
I was sticking
you
it
do
up.
Not
I know it's Carbonite.
Geek.
Oh, I don't make me talk Boba Fett, biatch. Okay. We have the third tit. That one wasn't so good. Da, da, da.
What's the actual term for that? Like polyamorous or
well,
something?
Well, no. She had a really big pair of jugs, this broad, mm-hmm. and she got a sebaceous cyst that became so big it looked like a third tit. And it's really sad. Yeah.
Is.
And then it popped.
Oh.
So it's this great cleavage with this big leaking wound in the middle of it. And that's the picture sent in.
That's disgusting.
Who sent it to?
No. No one's that twisted. It's just on Jezebel.com for this article.
Do you have it up?
Yeah, I got it up. You want to take a gander? Yeah. I'm going to read the pumpkin seed story, which I think is one of the better ones. It's a little long. Bear with me. Let me scroll up first so Will can see the third tit pick. And you can testify to the fact that's a good pair, right? She's probably a big fatty, but...
Yeah, I was going to say. Oh, it's not... I mean, it's nasty, but...
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not grotesque. Although she wasn't even taking that picture. Like, she wanted to just show off the scab from it. And apparently just lifting the tit...
Ripped it open.
Yeah, exactly. It made it, like, shoot its little brown goo everywhere. Okay, so I like Pumpkin Seed by Becky. My junior year of undergrad, I had a deplorable diet. Every now and then, the convenience store near my dorm would get packages of pumpkin seeds, which I loved to eat while writing papers. One day when I was shopping, I noticed they had restocked, and since they were prone to running out quickly, I decided to go ahead and buy all the pumpkin seeds they had. This in itself wasn't bad. What was bad was that in a flurry of writing deadlines, I ate all of them. I had pumpkin seeds for breakfast, lunch, and dinner as a midnight snack, and pretty much any other time of the day. A day or so later, I noticed I hadn't pooped in a while. I was sitting in class and was feeling bloated and all around crappy, and I felt I finally might have to poop. So I left to go to the bathroom, but as much as I strained, nothing came out.
Wouldn't eating seeds make you S like a goose?
No. Is it
really?
They don't digest. This is the tricky thing. It's like you get fiber because you want to, you know, and roughage.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's roughage, like.
Cleared out. But if you eat too much, it just clumps together and it ain't going to go anywhere.
Really?
Yeah. So don't eat too much fiber because that's just as bad.
Wow.
Huh.
Damn. Do you have any stories regarding that?
No.
Okay.
I don't talk about my poop.
I've done similar things, so.
Yeah. No, yeah. I know people who've, like, change their diets to try and eat healthier, and it's such a sudden change that all of a sudden they're like, what is wrong
with
me?
You
because they ate a bunch
your
of...
pants almost.
No, well, they ate too much fiber and too many vegetables, so it's like, I can't poop.
Oh,
ever.
No, for me, it's like you could barely control it.
All right. I'm going to just finish the pumpkin story. I'm going to nominate this as the winner from Jezebel.
Oh, I could so easily top this.
Okay. Let me, come on. A little foreplay here. See, Kate, this is why you don't hook up with him. He might get you in bed, but then it's all business.
No, I just said at the top of the show, I like all business.
That's true.
Yeah.
You two need to just do it. Just
put
it out of its misery. Just slay it. All right. A day or so later, I noticed I hadn't pooped in a while. I was sitting in class, was feeling bloated and all around crappy. Ha ha ha, cute pun.
Does this show a picture of this girl?
Oh, no.
Because I say if she's fat, then
that
makes
Roseanne
this story
Barr.
Worse.
Yeah. Oh, come on. I mean, that's kind of the crux of Jezebel. It's like even cutish girls doing like really gross things.
What is this site?
Like sometimes when I poop and I'm like, oh god, pooping is so disgusting because I'm a girl. I don't poop, right?
Okay.
But sometimes I think if I had to poop, it would be really disgusting.
Okay.
And then I think to myself, well, cute little Asian girls poop too. And then I feel better.
Oh, that must smell ungodly.
Oh, kimchi? Yeah. Oh, man. No, it must be like a pellet.
I mean, if your actual house stinks, like...
Dude, you are awesome.
I don't even want to know what you're leaving.
I love
smell
that's where
like.
You went.
Oh, it must be a pellet of just pure filth. Just black as tar.
Oh, God.
Like the water bubbles away from it almost, like Moses.
It's got to smell like the fish market in Southwest D.C.
No, it's in Southeastern. No.
It's Southwest, isn't it?
Southwest, you're right. Yeah. Oh, man. Just bubbles like you dump dry ice into some fruit punch.
Seriously, like, I have a Vietnamese friend. It's just like you walk in that house and like a punch in the face, you get hit by that smell.
Oh, man. Oh, are we talking about Luan?
Yeah.
Get all Luan's. I love how I've been there like 3 times and you mentioned that. I'm like, I know that.
Yeah, it's just an Asian smell. I don't know what the hell it is. It's whatever they eat.
All right. She tries to take a poop. She wipes. Nothing's coming.
Why would you wipe if nothing came?
I don't know, just to check. She does it again. She just sees shards of pumpkin seeds.
Oh.
I felt like I was trying to poo wood chips. I finally ventured off campus to a real store, CVS, and stocked up on everything I could think of to remove them. I bought laxatives, an enema, prunes, and lubricant. Tried the enema first, but the mass of pumpkin seeds was blocking my attempts to squirt anything up there. Like
she could feel.
She slid a finger. She's a chick. She doesn't really care. She slid the digit up at this point, and it felt like a softball of pumpkin seeds in there. Like they just ain't moving. I then tried to lube my fingers and insert them, but moving the seed shrapnel only pushed them into my rectal wall. I even got out my vibrator, turned it up to full speed, and put it on the skin above my anus, trying to shake the seeds loose.
Oh, God.
No, that's just like a concrete setter. That packs it in more.
I mean, what does she think? Yeah, nothing's giving. Oh, man.
To the doctor. You have to go to the, like, I know it's embarrassing, but at that point, you go to the doctor.
And just get him to pull out the tongs.
Yeah, like, because
like
what,
the same thing you turn a piece of fried chicken with.
There.
I know.
Oh, no. That's
I know. She's
wrong.
Like gaping herself and nothing's going on. She eventually took 2 times the recommended amount of laxatives and began to munch on prunes. Then I waited.
You know this is a fatty. She has no self-control even when trying to, like, rectify the situation.
Oh,
rectify.
You know, this is fatty logic. She's trying to eat her way out of the situation. What can I eat to push it out? What more food can I add to this mess to get it out?
Like poo getting stuck in the hole, eating more honey, if you remember that. Which...
I love that he just brought up Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, God. You're going for broke, man. Everything's poo. You're like chaining it. I love it.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking about that. I just remember his fat ass stuck in Rabbit's hole. And he's still eating honey. Like,
really?
He's halfway out the hole. And he's eating honey. Like, he has no self-control.
What happens eventually? Does, like, Tigger fist him with his tail?
And
or
one
something?
Of them kicks his fat ass out, I think.
Oh, God. 8 agony-filled hours later, it was time. I put up a sign in the communal bathroom door that said I was sick and to please use the bathroom next hallway over. First of all, that's the grossest goddamn thing I've ever heard.
Jeez, what a selfish pig. So she's telling everyone else on the floor to go elsewhere.
Yeah,
is mine.
I've oink-slop commandeered this bathroom because I'm a big fat sow who's gummed up my works.
God, a picture of this chick would just be like
that's when you go to a public bathroom.
Yeah,
you just
exactly.
Take a satchel in with you and you head out to a public bathroom and you lock the door.
Oh, yeah. No, take it to the Carl's Jr. Think about that happy star smiling above you and then do your damn thing. Okay.
I am sorry to everybody who has to clean public bathrooms.
Yeah. So she puts up the sign that she's sick and to go next door. Then I tried to push.
Who's got the balls to do something?
I never did that. Not once.
Yeah, dude, if you are really just being nasty in there, people will open the door and turn around. You know?
Yeah. No.
If it's bad enough.
It'd be like Amityville. You'd hear the voice and be like, get out. And you'd comply. That would be that.
Like, it's a self-solving problem. Like, if you're just destroying that bathroom, no one, especially not chicks, man. Like, if they just walk in and it smells like Auschwitz or something, like, they're going to do a 180.
Yeah, all right. So she tries to push. It was so painful and I was still struggling. I alternated between pushing and raking them out with my fingers. My abdomen felt awful, so I got in the dorm shower and sat down, aiming the stream of water on my tummy. My muscles relaxed and I felt like I was about to blow up.
Oh, in the shower. It's classic. Yeah.
I tried to bear down a little to see if I could scrape out any more when the whole disgusting mass of pumpkin seeds burst out of my ass.
In the shower.
And splattered across the shower wall. It was literally an explosion of pumpkin seeds and it had about a 4-foot radius. Now, mind you, there is absolutely no brown in this explosion. Just shards of seeds and whole prunes. Needless to say, I felt amazing after
this.
Great. I'm great that felt amazing, bitch. I'm sure you really put a lot of time into cleaning up afterward.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet it felt amazing that Hector, once he showed up 5 hours later.
Yeah, I bet she really lysoled the hell out of this and didn't do the laziest, like, cursory, just like,
She probably did nothing. She probably cleaned her ass and walked out.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened in there. And made sure to take that when I walked in.
Made sure to take down the note with her personal stationery off the door so they didn't know who to blame.
It was incredible. After I composed myself, I washed the walls of the shower, okay, at least that, and gathered up the discarded seed parts, which altogether were the size of a whole cantaloupe. Moral of the story, include some variety in your diet. Also, I'm gross. Yes, you are, you fat, disgusting oink slop. But I'm nominating that one.
That was pretty good. All the details are a bit better than I thought.
Stick your finger in my cut!
That's what the doctor said. That was the cure. All right. Who wants to go first with their gross out? I'm probably putting pumpkin seed above Rick, but Rick's was good, and Rick was articulate not a foul piglet.
Mine, I guess we can go with mine first since it has to do with tampons.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I've had plenty of disgusting things happen to me.
You don't mind to bring Moses a second time in 20 minutes. Call you Moses because you'll part the Red Sea. Like, you don't mind.
I don't mind anything.
Oh, God. You've talked about eating, like, gamey, barely wiped ass and stuff.
Well, not intentionally.
Okay, at least that.
But, yeah, okay.
It wasn't like you took him out for a fine Italian meal, and the next day you're like, hold on, baby.
This ties right into it.
How was that lasagna you had?
And I'll preface this by saying I'm not going to reveal who this was.
Okay.
All right. But I was going down on a chick.
All right.
And speaking of that, you know, I got that, like, everything was fine. And, you know, sometimes you get that whiff of butt crack smell. Because to get nasty, I was contemplating going around back, if you will.
That is just your M.O., you Greek bastard.
Oh, this gets so much worse. Oh. This is just the tip of the iceberg.
Okay.
All right. So I smell that, and I'm like, oh, better, you know, turn back around.
Yeah.
Avert that. So I go back to doing my business or whatever.
Your bidness.
And I guess we ended up doing it.
So you've gone down. Then you put stones to it. And you've already noticed, like, ass stink.
Yeah.
Now, did you get any ass stink during the sex? Because to me, that's the worst, like, during doggy style. Like you've been hitting it missionary, so the wetness has run down and activated everything.
You have no idea where this is going.
And then you flip it doggy, and that's just, like, wafting up at you.
But, yeah, we had sex. Like, I don't remember.
Kate has not taken her palm off her face for about 2 minutes.
Just keep talking.
This gets so much worse. So, I think maybe during the sex, I detected some sense. It wasn't bad, but
sense plural. I like that.
But she she got to use the bathroom after or whatever, and like I noticed there's a stain on the bed, so I figured it was blood or whatever. So I thought, all right, maybe she's getting her period. I don't know.
You are such a trooper. My God.
I haven't even started yet.
This is like Spud essing the bed to me. Like, I would have just been gone.
It wasn't that much. Like, I've definitely seen worse.
Jesus Christ. Like, you just operate after a stain. You are so...
No, but then I smell it. I'm like,
I would literally leave.
I smell it. I'm like, that smells ungodly. And I was like, did she ass herself? Because it's really, like, brownish. I was like... Is that diarrhea? Like, what the hell just happened? So I was like, hey, you asked yourself.
Hey, you bitch.
You
crapped yourself.
Check yourself while you're on the toilet peeing. And she was.
Check yourself.
She adamantly denied doing it.
Check yourself before you S yourself.
So anyway, like, I promptly pull the bed cover off, whatever the hell it's called. The mattress slip cover, throw it in the washer, like, on hot, which I guess sets the stain, but...
What, while she's still in the bathroom?
Like, yes!
You're trying to be all sly and dry it, maybe, before she returns?
I was joking about it.
Okay.
So that resolves, whatever. And then a few days later, I was on the couch with her. And keep in mind, I've been with the chicks, you know, many times.
Okay.
And so, you know, she doesn't stink.
And has it always been gamey or what?
No, that's the thing.
Okay.
So at first I thought, like, she asked herself, was it a period? I don't know. Then a few days later, I was, like, checking her oil on the couch or something.
Yeah.
And I get that same, like, repugnant smell just all over my hands, in the air, everywhere.
Oh, God.
And I was just like, you know, you got to, like, go to the doctor or something. Like, what's going on? Like,
that's,
you know,
vaginosis, could be a bad sign, man. That's vaginosis, yeah.
So then she's like, you know, I may have forgotten to take a tampon
okay,
out.
Okay, that's kind of where I thought.
Oh, no.
Things.
Oh.
And I was like, what? Mm. And I was like,
she's like, my fingertips and toes are numb.
I was like,
toxic shock syndrome.
You mean like you shoved another one in? She's like, no, I just maybe forgot to take the last one out.
What?
Oh.
Like, I don't have girl parts, no, but that's... Kate, you don't do that.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. I wouldn't.
That's
every
like,
girl
that's like
is
Richard
different.
Gere with a gerbil
every
or something.
Every girl is different. So, and if, and particularly because some tampons are like really small, like maybe just a couple inches long.
You don't forget though.
Yeah, I wouldn't do this. And I would know because I know when those things are there.
Yeah.
I know. But I can imagine that some people's physicalities are different.
Cavernous.
And
continue.
If you had one of the little ones, you know, like maybe you wouldn't notice. But how?
It's just
like,
bouncing around
like
Pong
if you were
in there.
Doing stuff like, hopefully this won't reflect poorly on Will, but I think you noticed that things were like, ow, being jammed into.
Oh, we'll get to that later.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
So.
And Will's no slouch in that department either. He probably knocked this thing into her damn kidneys.
I was like, wouldn't you notice, like, oh my gosh, that really hurts my cervix.
Yeah. Oh, well, Will hears that all the time.
We'll get to, like, why that is.
If Will ever has a kid, its head is going to be dented.
So I was like, how long has it been in there? Like, when did you finish your period? It's just like, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago.
1987.
Oh, no.
Oh.
No.
So she goes in the bathroom. It's like, I think something's in there. But, you know, she can't reach it from her angle. Or
oh, whatever.
You did
Jesus,
not.
Dude.
Did you?
I did.
Oh, my.
Oh.
Oh.
And, of course, it was.
You are the most darling man.
Oh,
her.
My
I
God.
I cannot believe you.
I think I put on, like, one of those yellow, like, you know, dishwashers.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hell yeah.
And just threw that straight in the toilet and flushed it. And it was like, yeah, I thought it wasn't that big. Like, I always thought, you know, because I guess tampons, they come in like the little cylindrical packages.
Yeah, they come in little.
But that's the applicator.
Yeah, that's the applicator. The actual
so that,
tampon
it's
part
pretty
can be really
small.
Oh yeah,
right.
It's like the bullet versus the casing.
Right.
There's bigger ones, but there's also a little.
Yeah, so
tiny
it's almost like a cotton swab almost, right?
Yeah, some of them are really,
yeah,
really tiny.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a cotton ball almost. But anyway, like,
oh, God, you did that with your hands? Like, you would have to dress me up like Homer in the credits, where he's holding the nuclear rod with the metal tongs.
That's funny you mentioned Homer, because to me, like, the best analogy you could think of, like what I mentioned at the time, is you remember that old Simpsons episode where he's eating the hoagie?
Oh, yeah.
And the hoagie starts out normal, and then as time progresses, it just
oh, he
becomes
loves it so much?
Like rotten,
yeah,
and purple,
yeah,
and nasty.
Like, and he gets out of Duff Gardens.
Yeah, that's what
sick.
This tampon was. It was the purple, like, radiator hoagie.
Oh.
Just chilling behind the fridge for 6 weeks.
Oh.
Wow.
And so I realized that's what all this smell was. Like, when we're having sex, like, I'm ramming this thing, and it's just
squirting.
It's like three-week-old blood juice
blood.
Oh,
all
oh,
over
God.
Me and all over my bed. And
oh, God.
Holy ass. Jesus.
So wrong.
You really love your P-word, man. Like, I can't.
Okay, now, let me just say, like, when he, before we got to actually
you love that on a
out,
level I don't.
No, that's, like, the sweetest thing, and especially because you knew her. I can understand first time, like, that's really freaky, but weird things happen, and weird things happen to guys, too.
I hope she cooked you, like, a Thanksgiving dinner after that.
But, you know,
well, we
that's
went to CBS
really
and got a couple
not
of tweeshes.
Oh, God.
But that's, you know, that's, like, that. I think that's standard, you know, when you know someone and you're, like, this is gross and we're going to stop, but, you know, you don't have to be embarrassing about it. And that was really cool, but, man, I would never put my hand up there, not even with a glove on.
Oh,
yeah, it's
my.
Like,
well,
you,
like,
you
she
deal
get
with
it,
that yourself.
She's like, oh, I'll get it with tweezers. Like,
no.
I use those tweezers every day on my eyebrows.
Oh, my God.
No.
God.
And I was like,
oh,
if you were
no.
cut something, I was like, yeah, whatever, you know, you I hope you don't already have like TSS or whatever.
I want everyone to
get
listen
a turkey
to that.
Baster and try and suck it out.
Because I think Will comes off like the a-hole on the show, and I'm like the nicer guy. He's the good one.
I realize this. Yeah,
like, seriously,
totally.
If I encountered that, I could have been with her 2 years. I would have tossed her a pair of chopsticks wrapped in a get bent note, and that would have been it.
Yeah.
Like, I would have been like, I know you're in my house. I've sped off. Please be gone when I get back.
You bring in the vacuum cleaner, but take off the head.
Yeah.
So it's just the tube.
Also, my abortion kit.
No, Will is a sweetheart, and I can't, man, oh, no, I wouldn't even ask for something like that. That, wow.
How do you, you know, to quote Raging Bull, how do you get your balls so big to ask me that?
No, she didn't.
Oh, you offered to help? Wow.
My God, like, this man
like
is an
jam
angel.
Weezers
dexterous
in there.
Pianist fingers of his. I'm so jealous of. Now I know what they've gone through. God damn.
I'm not shaking his hand, but all right.
Your finger.
You're a good man,
you've got like
you're
the Andy Dufresne fingers of the hand world. They've been through hell and back, man. God damn. Wow.
So that's my disgusting story.
Wow, that's pretty disgusting.
Okay, so who's following Babe Ruth in the lineup?
Nothing disgusting has ever happened to me.
What? Nothing gross?
No.
At all?
No. Oh, well. I had some stories.
You and I can do twinsies.
Okay, yeah.
We'll each come up with two, because I'm sure we've been in far more disgusting
scenarios. I got a little something that, well, not
they're probably
that.
All sex-related, am I right?
Sex with myself-related.
Oh, all right.
Difference one in the two brothers. Okay. I was a little kid, and I want to say this was back. I was maybe 10 or 11, so you're jacking it, and you don't have any good porn whatsoever, right? You remember those days, especially before the internet.
I was just thinking about it. Yeah, it's like Victoria's Secret.
Kids today have no comprehension. Like, they just go on, and it's Bang Brothers. Like, seriously, they go from 0 to 120 miles an hour.
Yeah, we're like the old folks. Like, in my day, we had to walk 5 miles to school.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You don't know how lucky you are.
In my day, you would collect the Macy's lingerie ads and jacket to the vaguely see-through brassieres.
And that's so weird, because, like, I was thinking about that in the car ride on the way over. I don't know why. Maybe
what, the old Macy's lingerie ads? Or?
No, just like
memories.
Yeah.
Before like internet porn and all that, and when there's just like maybe like 20 naked pictures of women floating around on AOL. You
yeah.
Have, like, trade people and chat rooms for them.
Oh my God.
And, like,
it was
everyone
coveted
has the
gold.
Same one.
Like all the Cindy Crawford fakes.
Or like Kylie Ireland or yeah, just all like
Kelly.
Bull crap.
Or Kathy
yeah,
Ireland.
Kathy.
There
oh,
Kylie
my,
Ireland's
her
a
voice.
Porn star.
Her voice. Oh, it's piercing.
When then or now?
Back when she was in that movie, that awful movie.
Oh my God, Unnecessary right. Roughness.
No. The one where it's like underground people. And so
I don't know.
Oh crap! I'm looking this up. Keep going.
Okay, a movie about mole people with Kathy Ireland.
No, it wasn't mole people. It was like this. Her father was a scientist, and he disappeared. But it turns out he entered this underground world, and then she had to escape. I don't know. It was a BS story, but
how did that not win her the Oscar?
Oh my God, she just talks like this.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh my God, it's 2 hours of that.
Oh, stop it! Stop it! My dick is up to my nipples right now. Oh.
Can you imagine how much better sex was back then, though?
Oh, what? When it didn't compete with constant pornography?
Yeah, I've,
when
dude,
your every thought when you're banging a chick wasn't of like London Keys or something like that.
I've rubbed it out like while I've had chicks sleeping in my bed, like maybe after we did it or before. Like,
oh, dude, I can like barely function unless I'm thinking about porno during the act. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
like,
just,
let's not go
sad,
there.
Dude.
Like, I'm completely warped by it.
Yeah,
like I'm seriously like mid sex. I'm like, what did I see on Big T's Round A's earlier today?
Close
that
my eyes.
So
not
sad.
Look at the person
yes!
I'm actually with.
Oh yeah. Oh no. I'm horrible.
Imagine some pixels on my laptop screen.
Exactly. Like I seriously have to hold my hand out like I'm working a mouse, and then I can climax. No. So it was back in the day. And I had, like, maybe a little folder, you know, of a couple of Victoria's Secrets and, again, the actual lingerie ads.
Yeah, back when you had
Sunday.
A physical stash.
Alien from L.A. The name of the movie was Alien from L.A.
Oh, I feel cheaper knowing that now. Like, that just pushed out.
Good night. That was my contribution.
That pushed out a memory of my dad pushing me on a swing. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that.
You should watch the movie.
No, I shouldn't.
It's excellent. Forget what I said earlier.
Is it better than Under Siege 2 Dark Territory? Classic.
Oh, God. So there's nothing to jack it to in this day and age. And it was an ad for 90210. And they were adding Miss Kelly Kapowski herself, Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Oh, she was hot back then.
To the cast. And in the commercials, they have her in, like, this black bra and panties.
Oh, yeah, the one she's wearing, like, lingerie and all that.
Yes.
And with Brian Austin Green.
Yes.
I think I got stroked to that.
Oh, who, like, I saw that, and, I mean, my mind was blown. I grew up watching Kelly. Like, I would have jacked it to Lisa Turtle.
Oh, no.
In enough lingerie. Well, you know, come on. I'm saying that for radio. I wouldn't have. But Spano. We all did Spano with the showgirls. Yeah.
Jesus.
Okay, so don't give me that. You ever God, was there anything you could have jacked
Belding?
To? Belding? jacked it to Belding.
What was Tori Spelling's
Violet
character?
Ann Bickerstaff. And then we had, who was the tough leathery dyke?
Huh?
You don't remember that? For like the last last season when it totally jumped the shark, they brought in this chick in a motorbike, you know.
You mean the college years?
No, she was in a motorcycle jacket.
And I never watched this
show. I
don't
remember that.
She looked like a bitch version
of
Jessie.
You are both gay.
And she was wearing a leather jacket, and she was, like, from the wrong side of the tracks, and Zach Morris bangs it.
Or just fell in love with her or whatever.
Yeah. That one I can't remember the name of.
I don't remember that, man.
Okay.
Wow.
Long story short, I see this chick.
Okay. Oops.
Let's get that water.
Do you need to attend that? You mean that? All right.
Yeah. Let's get that not water. It's spilled on the floor. Anyone listening?
No, it didn't. You have the magic cap on it, right?
That one shattered earlier.
Yeah.
At WJFK, I shattered my great water bottle.
What is wrong?
What, the one that can't spill?
Yeah, it can spill a whole lot now.
What the? I thought it was made out of like metal.
The lid smashed off.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we got a caller. Call in like 30 seconds, dude. I'm finishing up my story. So I see this ad, and I mean, it hits me like I was sniffing, you know, just snorting 4 crushed up Viagras.
All of a sudden you hear, I see trees of
yeah,
green.
Exactly. It is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Like, I could see Christ in the manger, and I'd be like, show me those T's instead.
No, she was smoking at that
point. Oh, I lost it. So I rush to the bathroom, and we, for some reason, are out of hand lotion. So
I think you've told me this before.
Yeah. So there was a progression of lubes I would use. There's always the hand lotion. And if that wasn't there, we just had this tub of Visine that must have dated back to like 1978.
You mean Vaseline?
Vaseline, not Visine. No, I never jacked it with Visine.
Gets the red out.
I like that. So it was the most disgusting, crusty jug of this crap. Like, it was brown, the label's peeling. But in a pinch, you'd grab a handful and go to town. Even though, Will, you've ever, like, jacked it with real Vaseline.
It never washes off.
Oh, it's haunting you for, like, 8 hours, man. It's like the Scarlet Letter. It ain't going anywhere. Like, you feel so horrible. You would beat it, and then you're, like, eating meals, you know, with the parents.
Yeah,
later.
Like, even with the soap, like, it just doesn't come off.
No, you would have to towel off like crazy and then just wash and wash and wash. You'd have to use, like, Dad's I Went to Work soap. Like
lava.
Like a car mechanic soap to take care of us. So
you have to hold your fist over an open flame like De Niro in a taxi driver.
God damn.
It is petroleum. It would go up.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I hadn't even thought of that angle. So we're out of that, too. And I don't know why it never occurs to me to use the soap, but I see this huge bottle of Lysol.
Oh, God.
Which I had used now and again if my hands were really dirty and were out of disinfectant soap. I would splash a little Lysol on.
Because you had OCD.
I was OCD. Mind,
normal people do not wash their hands.
Oh, no,
with
no.
Lysol.
I was a complete germ freak. And I was like, my hands have to be clear of germs. So let's throw a little Lysol on. Yeah, I was a big time germ freak back in the day. So I'm like, it's been fine on my hands. Maybe a little dried out, but whatever.
No, it wasn't. First of all, that age, your hands were dry and cracked.
That's true.
So we all know where this is going.
But whatever, yeah. I had a boner that wouldn't quit, man. Like, it was either me or the boner. Only one of these things is living through the night. So I had to take care of this toot sweet.
Why would you need any lube?
I just was in a very lubey phase.
But that's not even lube. That's liquid.
You'd be surprised at how slidey it made things at first. Like, I threw it
on. At first, when it's liquid.
Wouldn't it, like, go up your urethra and stuff?
Oh, indeed it did. Jeez. But at the time, that didn't feel all that weird. It didn't really cause any pain whatsoever. It was surprisingly lubey. And I'm not going to, like, I'm not afraid to say
and
this.
And you were pine fresh
I
afterwards.
Loved the smell wafting up during the act. It
you
was
smelled
all great.
Like a cab air freshener.
Yeah, exactly. I smelled like the little green tree.
Like doing it in the back of a cab. That's excellent.
Oh, God.
Okay.
So not only, I'm not rushing it at all because I'm enjoying the lube. I'm enjoying the thought. I'm enjoying the scent. Everything's going great. I've set a killer mood for myself here. So this is like a 20, 30-minute process. I'm even like running out and refreshing it, you know, like dabbing it in my palm. Like
were you in the bathroom
like
we all shared or the one in the back that no one ever used?
Oh, I used to jack it in our shared bathroom all the time, dude. All the time. God, I thought you guys realized that when I was a little kid.
No, because I was probably even younger at that point, so I don't know what the hell was going on.
Oh, I jacked the hell out of it in that bathroom.
I'm sure mom and dad, that's the most embarrassing thing. Like, you probably think at the time.
Oh, you think
no
you're
clue.
So sly.
It's like everything. I'm oh, God.
You're just such
just
a little idiot at that
awful.
Age. So, after about a half hour, I do my thing. And it comes out pine fresh, too, out of all the Lysol that's been pumped up it. And I wash off, and I think nothing of it. And the next day, I have another happy thought, and I reach down to touch it. And it feels, like, literally on fire. Like, it feels like you lit a baseball bat up and then just beat my genitals with it, like, every time I touch it. And I look down, and it is red, like, not even normal baboon ass. Like, this is when the baboon alpha has been challenged and his ass has to get, like, as bright as possible to scare off the competition. Like, that's how red it is. I can't touch it for, like, a week. And then it starts to, like, husk Blake. Over. Like, a thick brown protective layer forms over it. And finally, like, I'm just dying. I'm a little kid. I've got a jacket, like, three times a day. And, I mean, I've had to go, like, a week without touching it. So, finally, I start jacking it.
And you peel off the crust.
Huge swaths. And it's not coming off. Like, think about the deepest, like, a sunburn, the deepest one you've ever had, where you've had to peel the skin, but it's not coming off smoothly. Like, you, like when you're a kid and you really, like, dumped Elmer's on your flesh and you're peeling that off. So, just, like shucking corn. Like, I'm peeling these huge... Big, like, look like a snake molting, maybe. That's what I'm looking for. Just thick tracts of dead skin. And I notice there's, like, a little, like, Friar Tuck circle of it right around the head, too.
That's cancer.
So I start picking at that, and it just starts peeling out like a tapeworm. Like, my urethra, the same thing happened in it. And so I peel out, like, an entire, you know, 5-6 inches of however... far this thing went up, like just peeling it like a magician with his handkerchiefs, you know, that won't
stop. Like the lining came out.
Yeah, I peeled out my dick lining, and the top of the balls had to go. It was baby soft afterward. You've never seen a fresher looking penis afterward. It was like getting a chemical peel.
Jesus. Literally.
Yeah.
I've had that happen with like expired stuff. I probably got the same like experimental phase as a kid, but never the inside, just the outside.
Really?
Yeah, if you use some, like, lotion mom had from, like, the 70s or something.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You get that same reaction. But, oh, the inside.
The insides. Peel it out. I'm lucky I didn't pull out my nutsack. That's how far I was tugging on them S-words.
God. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Thank you. Roger Maris suddenly chasing Mickey Mantle up in this. All right, we got a caller. We actually got a caller calling at the appropriate time. I love it. We got time. Caller, hello?
Hello.
I knew it was her. She's going to beat us all.
I actually was able to listen today, and I have to say, you're both filthy, disgusting animals, and yet I still think the girl with the pumpkin seeds is worse.
Thank you. Okay. She is a grosser pig as far as I'm concerned.
Well, because she's fat, first of all.
Yeah, thank you.
So she tried to lose weight by eating pumpkin seeds.
You said
she
it,
didn't
not
eat
me.
When, she didn't eat them when she was studying. She's a liar. But you're thinking, the name you're thinking of for the dykey biker chick is Tori.
Tori.
From senior year.
Oh, God.
I don't remember that
who,
at all.
Who was inconspicuously missing because Kelly and Jesse came back from their modeling in France and were there for graduation. However, Tori was not.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, Tori just sucked ass. Like, if there wasn't, like, if you couldn't have scripted a bigger jump the shark moment. You literally get like Fonzie with a vagina on the show.
But
it was literally just Chick Fonzie.
I thought I saw like every episode of that. I do not remember that at
all. Oh yeah, and
man.
Then they had the new class, which lasted for like 3 seasons that aired after California Dreams.
Yeah, I never watched that crap.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Okay, wait. New class was them gone,
and then Screech works
Screech
there
was the
or something.
Okay, yeah. Even I drew a line there.
No,
yeah.
I never watched that.
And then
the
they
college
had college
years
with that
with like
fat
Michael Anthony or Van
yes.
Halen as
the
dude.
Mike
Golic.
Mike Golic, that fat log yeah. who now is on ESPN Radio.
No,
like
that's not him. That's his brother.
Are you kidding?
They're
me?
Both named Mike Golic.
Yeah, like George.
So George Ford.
It's Golic's brother. That's it. That's Golic's brother. It's not Mike Golic, the guy from Mike and Mike.
Okay. Yeah. Seriously, I thought Mike and wait. So really. What was Golic's name then? If that wasn't Mike, was it Mike Golic College Years? Hold on, I'm confused now. You're saying it's Mike Golic's brother on College Years?
Well, no, the actor was actually Mike Golic's brother in real life, I think. But I don't know what his name was on the show. It might have been.
Oh,
Mike.
I don't know. He was like coach or some crap. Like, wasn't he the RA?
Yes, yeah. He was the RA.
And yet
he was like
40.
Yeah,
what the F was that? Like,
you didn't even realize that as a kid.
Yeah, the RA is just a sophomore who's like trying to think he's king S.
Yeah, but he was like beyond sophomore. He was like in, you know, AARP age.
Yeah, he was old as crap, and he had a huge mullet.
Yeah, and then Kelly wasn't there at the beginning of their college years, and all of a sudden she transferred in, and then she had the scandalous relationship with the professor.
Oh, see,
that.
I had zoned out by that point.
Yeah.
Like, I thought college, because college years was prime time, too.
Well, and it was also, like, I watched it all because I used to get home at, like, 5:30 in the morning after smoking all night, and they would be on TBS in the morning.
Oh, God.
Like,
so you even
watched
it
the whole
repeat.
Cycle. They do a whole cycle on repeats, like, 7 in the morning. So when you get in from being drunk all night,
it's just episode
funny.
After episode, so
you
can track the whole progress.
That's like TV Land with Roseanne and stuff.
Yeah.
They play it, like, pretty chronologically.
Okay, correct me if I'm wrong. Was the first season not on Disney Channel?
For what?
For Saved by the Bell. With like
Saved by the Bell was never on Disney Channel.
Yeah, dude.
It was with Miss Bliss?
Yeah, but that was just the early ones. It was on ABC. It wasn't on like NBC or something.
And
like
you
that.
Had like you had like a bitch mulatto version of Slater.
It was Mikey, and then it was his best friend like Nicole or something, and then Miss Bliss was the teacher, and then they had the whole nine. It was only Lisa and Screech
so
that were the only two that they kept.
Wait, Morris?
I thought Morris was on it.
Yeah, Zach Morris was in it, but it was like Zach, and then it was like Mike and Nicole, and then it was Lisa Turtle, and then Screech and Principal Belding and Miss Bliss.
And what about the Deke or whatever.
Who?
Like the one illiterate kid? Or was he not a regular recurring character?
Dude, that's so reeks of a one-off storyline. Oh, come on. You think they're going to have some kid on the show whose shtick is he can't read?
I don't know.
He was dejected. He was expelled from Bayside High or wherever it
was. He was bullying Screech. You're talking about like when they were in middle school, right?
No, I'm talking about before they got to middle school when Miss Bliss was their teacher.
Miss Bliss
like
was grade school?
Yeah, that was like grade school.
I thought she was middle school, and then they went to Bayside High with that pervert Max.
Maybe.
No,
Max
I think that was
weird.
Middle school.
Yeah, I think they were middle school, too.
Maybe it was.
Yeah.
I just remember character names and plot developments.
I call into question your memory from you drunk every day at 7 in the morning.
Well, if I'm getting home from being drinking, you can drink until 4 a.m. in New York, and then there's always someone who's going out after.
Oh, God.
It's kind of like L.A. There's people out to like 10 in the morning.
No, L.A. sucks because they do last call at like 1:45 in the morning.
Yeah. No, L.A. is very Nova. That was kind of my experience. It's like
horrible.
Nova with better looking people.
Yeah, but it's also way better weather, too. So you kind of, you know.
Oh, no. That was my impression of L.A. It's like everything bad we're used to here, but lots of good we're not used to.
Exactly. And a lot more silicone, too.
Yeah. Oh, Will, you would have loved it. Even I fell for it because it was like covered up. So you couldn't see all the jagged scars and stuff. You'd just be like, look at that nice big pair. Like, every chick over 40 who wanted to stay in the game corked her bat. Like, without fail. Like, everyone was getting that ass done and the lips plumped and stuff.
Kate, are you still there? Are you alive?
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I'm here.
She's just drinking it all in. She's kind of wafting, you know, trying to dry
I'll be down
the
in your
patch.
Guys' neck of the woods tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Yeah. I'll be doing the game over there at the FedEx Stadium.
Oh.
FedEx Field.
Field.
Thank you very much.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
FedEx
Field.
What do you do?
Field.
I run around on the field during the
game.
Hey,
wait. Do you need me to do a job or anything or what? I thought you were going to
Well, that we can't
up.
Talk about on the air because, you know, that's something kind of different. But, yeah, for NFL, no, I don't.
Okay. All right.
He's just like, good.
That that light ball story just really turned me on. It was amazing.
Oh, man.
I was like, there's a winner. That's the guy I bring home to dad and mom. And he's Jewish. Awesome.
Oh, God. Oh, Nixie. Well, thank you for sexing up the show with your voice.
Hey, I do what I can.
And maybe I won't talk to you later about the job. I won't work.
Yeah, maybe. But I'll be down there in November on a Saturday, accidentally.
Oh, okay. That sounds good,
I'll have
too.
To come by and buy you guys all beer.
I think John just talked himself out of a job, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink. All right,
Nick. Lord of mercy. You kids have fun.
Later.
Bye.
God damn it, I really did. All stick aside. There goes my assignment at FedEx tomorrow. Well, let's pick the winner, and then we can end this happy hour. We got Pumpkin Seeds, we got Snee, we got Will, we got me. Kate, you first.
Well, I think she's the only one who can vote because she's the only one who doesn't have a horse in the race.
So. No, I think everybody here would be.
Yeah,
would be,
we got impartial.
Yeah, I think you could say, oh, that's definitely more gross. I'm going to have to say what Will did was
almost
the
tender,
work of a hero. It was really the work of a hero.
I think 9/11 firefighter,
him.
And then
yeah, they,
I think Will.
Yeah, and yeah. And we should really honor him.
They're both
put his name
red.
On a wall or something. Get him a nice bronze statue. No, I think that's the grossest because it wasn't your own gross. And I think that's the grossest thing
your
about it.
Your own gross.
Yeah, right. Because if I put my hand up my butt and pull out a wad of pumpkin seeds, they're my pumpkin seeds.
Yeah.
And it's my butt.
I owned them.
And if you start pulling crap out of your urethra, you know, that's still your thing. And that's wrong and upsetting, and I hope I never have a son, but he went where no man should ever be requested to go or need to go, and he really, yeah, this man's a hero.
Oh yeah.
Oh, well, thank you.
And that was totally
to me,
utterly gross.
Like, there's like old Jewish lady with the numbers tattooed on her forearm, and then way above that is Will. But
yeah.
Will, your vote?
I want to say you.
That's just because you have a weenie.
Yeah.
And you're suffering the sympathetic pain.
Exactly.
Like, oh.
Like, that's just inhuman.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go with Will.
Oh.
Yeah, that was really wrong, man. Because that wasn't just menstrual. That was like...
Everything.
That was like
sex
old.
Sex fluids. Just...
Yeah, that was old, dirty, weak old, dried
I'm trying
up,
to think if we have like a big winner clip for Will. This is like the best I have.
They talked about me on the radio. I matter.
It's just Bill talking about being on the radio.
My cash prize will be all the reward I need.
Yeah. I'll chuck you a couple ducats afterward. Well played, sir. You came ready for warfare, and you delivered.
That was impressive.
My God. We ain't topping that one.
Disgusting, yeah.
All right, folks. You've been listening to Papa's Basement, hopefully, the whole episode. I don't know. You got a stomach of steel if you made it through that one. Good for you. Will, mm-hmm. Wow. Thank you, Will.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Kate, thank you. You did your thing today.
I sat here.
No.
That's my thing.
You remembered that L.A. movie, too. Don't be too hard on yourself. You brought it today. I am, of course, John Papagiorgio. Find us at inpapasbasement.com. You can find archives of the show there, as well as my writing. Go find us on Twitter, Papa's Basement. Will, are you doing Twitter at all still?
I haven't been on it in a while.
All right, tweet Billy Basil. That's Will. Send him your condolences. Send him pictures of your healthy C so he's scarred for life. And find us on Facebook at Papa's Basement and look us up on iTunes. You know, it'll increase our iTunes ranking, which I do nothing to promote or care about. I think that's it. And on that happy note, a good day.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm
I'm on my